Turn to the book of Jude. Go ahead, sis. Amen. Amen. Amen, sis. What a blessing. That's good stuff. Go ahead, sis. Brother Jason on Friday night said something to the effect of the crowd being small. I hope this encourages you tonight, brother, to see that not only did they get some help, they're still getting it. And you remember Jesus healed the 10 lepers, but only one came back. Amen. So I'd say that you're doing pretty well in your percentages of what has stuck, amen? And I believe there's some here tonight, and there's others here tonight that just didn't testify that are still getting help and getting a blessing. I know that I saw them here on Friday night. So you're doing well. I wanted this to, if nothing else, to be a blessing to the church and let you see exactly what God's doing. But I want it to be an encouragement to Brother Jason and Miss Daphne. But along with these testimonies tonight, I want to read the scripture that I feel like I've built my ministry on. In Jude chapter, or there's only one chapter, but in Jude, in verse number 22, I want you to look at it with me. The Bible said, and of some have, say it with me, compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I want to preach to you this little thought tonight. We still care. We still care. Amen. I remember when the thought of starting an RU program first came up, and this has been in the making for years. I knew the day Jason Crow walked in the door and heard his story and saw his spirit and his testimony and what God was doing. I knew he was the man to head that thing up. He just wasn't ready. So I've been knowing for a long time that this was coming. But if I remember when I first started discussing this with somebody said this: do you really want to attract that kind of people to your church? I said, yeah, that's who we got now. He said, do you know that's going to bring drug addicts to your church? I said, well, I guess they can set with the drug addicts we already got. Amen. Amen. There are more church members hooked on prescription medicine you can shake a stick at. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'll be honest with you, Brother Jason, when I first started, we didn't even put up a sign for a long time. I just wanted it to help our folks. Amen. And it has been a blessing. It has been a blessing. But you've got churches today who don't want certain types of people in their church. They don't want them. That's why they, we've got churches, I got to be careful, I know, well, this might be on the internet, but we ain't on the radio, thank God. We've got churches in our area who used to preach like we preach, teach like we teach, run buses up and down the road, and they've sold their buses, they've quit their children's ministry. You know why? They don't care. They don't care. Hey, those bus kids don't have a big offering to bring. That RU crowd, they ain't got a big offering to bring. Hey, but they got a soul that's going to spend eternity in heaven or hell, friend. And if we ever get to the place that it's more about that plate than it is the person sitting in the pew, honey, we are in trouble. The Bible said when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Having no shepherd, he said. Amen. I want us to continue to be a compassionate church. I want us to continue to care about the Maureens and about the Carls and the Irenes and the different ones and the Joe Kelly. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Hey, but to be a compassionate church, hey, we're still going to preach on sin. Don't get me wrong. We're going to kick it and bite it and fuss about it. Hey, we're going to preach straight Bible doctrine, but we're going to love you while you do it. Amen. Compassion. If we're going to be a compassionate church, we've got to care. We've got to care. We're living in a world that is so wrapped up and so mixed up and so backward, all we can do is think about self. That's all we can do is think about self. Well, what's in it for me? People come to me all the time that visit our church. I've had this little question and answer session, Brother Charles, over the years. I don't know how many times they want to take you out to eat, and preacher, we want to take you out to eat and talk to you about joining the church. Well, you sit down at the table, they want to know about your business meetings. They want to know what you have to offer to the kids. They want to know all this stuff. Never one time have I sat down at a table to eat with a family interested in joining the church where they said, preacher, we just want you to know we love to work in the bus ministry. We love to serve the Lord. My wife can play the piano. I'm good with finances, or I'm good with young people. This is what we have. Everybody wants to know, what does the church have to offer me? Nobody comes anymore and says, here's what we are bringing to the table. Here's what we want to bring and do for God. Hey, people just care about self and what they can get out of something. Hey, I care about the Lord and what he can get out of me. Amen. Thank God. I'll never forget the day. I believe, Joe, you called me. I answered the phone. I said, hello. And Joe was crying on the other end. He said, Brother, it's Joe. He said, can I come home? Yes. Joe had messed up. I had to go look at him through a piece of glass and talk to him on that little phone. He had messed up bad. Without hesitation, I didn't say, let me pray about it. Let me get the deacons together. We don't know. We probably going to have to church you. Some of y'all don't even know what that term means, do you? We're going to have to turn you out of church for what you've done. I said, of course you can come home. He said, you think I'll ever be able to get on a bus again? I said, of course you can. Immediately, if you want to. Why? I care about him. I care about him. I wasn't just his pastor when he messed up. Man, that's my friend. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's my brother, and we love one another. And we've grown together, and man, we've got close, man. Hey, we got to care about people. Yeah. Brother David Naylor, some of y'all remember Brother David. Some of you don't. You've come since he left. Brother David's in Virginia, starting and pastoring his own church now. Brother David was in our church preaching on the streets, on fire for God, Brother Charles. I'm talking about as on fire for God as I've ever seen anybody in my life preach. I mean, preach, boy. Had some trouble in his body, health. Had some trouble in his home, wound up out of church. Bought a bar and started getting tattoos all over his body. The Lord knocked him down. He had a stroke and he nearly died. And one Sunday morning, he come through them doors back there on the cane, and we just shouted. Amen. We just shouted. Amen. Why? Because we care. Amen. We care. Man, we're living in a day when if you don't look just right and act just right and your past ain't just right, there's a lot of churches, they don't want nothing to do with you. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. There's a church in this town, and I love the people. God knows my heart, I do. There's a church in this town. When poor people come to their church, they tell them they ought to come here. Well, when rich people come here, I don't tell them they ought to go there. Amen. That's the God's truth. They recommend us. That church would be more your style. I'm serious heart attack. Had a guy come in here, he's a little off in his head. Y'all know what I'm talking about? He's just a little touched. I can't use, there's a word my wife said I can't use anymore. But get a little mentally challenged. Is that correct? Is that politically correct? Mentally challenged. Went to that church and they told him, you need to be at Happy Valley. Amen. And you know what? That used to make me mad, Brother Charles, but now I take it as a compliment. Hey, Jesus said go out yonder and find the blind, the maimed, the halt, the withered, and bring them in that my house may be full. Thank God for every convict we got. Thank God for every ex-drug addict we got. Thank God for every ex-adulterer we got. Thank God for the house of God that is filled up with sinners saved by grace. If we're going to be a compassionate church, we're going to have to care. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to care. Over the years of pastoring, man, you go through so much and you carry so many burdens. If you ain't careful, you get to the place you just get hard. And boy, I have to keep my mind in check and my heart in check and say, God, soften me again. God, don't let me get callous to what's going on in the lives of people. Lord, don't let me get to the place where I can't weep with people whose lives are falling apart at the seams. Boy, I hate what the devil's doing in homes. Amen. If I didn't care about you so much, I wouldn't cry over you so much. Amen. I do care. I do care. This church cares. And sometimes people get so wrapped up, and it's so easy when people kind of get out a little bit. You get out of sight and out of mind if we're not careful. That doesn't mean we don't still care. Amen. Somebody said, I've been out for 3 weeks and you didn't come see me. Well, I didn't know where you was. Amen. You knew where I was at. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm not making light of somebody getting out of church. But sometimes, boy, it's easy. It's easy to let them slip through the cracks. But, boy, we got to care. We got to care. Not only if we're going to stay a compassionate church, do we have to care? Well, we're going to have to share. We're going to have to share. We're going to have to give a little bit of ourselves. We're going to have to give a little bit of our time. We're going to have to give a little bit of our talent. Y'all listening to me? Man, old Brother Carl come in here. He didn't have nothing. I mean, he didn't have nothing. Homeless. All he had was the clothes on his back, man. And some people cared enough that they were willing to share a little bit, give him some work, help him get on his feet. Hey, thanks be unto God, man. I'm glad he found this place. And if we're not careful, we'll be just like, in days down the road, we'll be just, and I ain't pointing in a certain direction, so don't think I'm talking about Brother Swofford. I ain't. I love him. Hey, listen to me. Carefully listen to me. If we're not careful, we'll become a church that's more about money and more about programs. Are you listening? And more about reaching the affluent and the wealthy. Hey, that we forget about sinners and we forget about where we came from and what we were. Hey, the Bible said, and such were some of you. Amen. Some of the greatest preachers I've ever known were hellions, Brother Charles. I thought about Brother Billy Kelly. Oh, Brother Billy. Oh, I love Brother Billy. You know what Billy was? He was an old mountain moonshiner. Oh, yeah. You know, they put him in that movie Sheffy that old Bob Jones put out up there. They put him in that movie Sheffy and made him the moonshiner in the movie because they didn't have to teach him his part. Amen. The old brother Billy would sing and the power of God would fall. I thought about old brother Mays. I thought about brother Edgar and brother Willard. You know, brother Willard just went home to be with the Lord. Had his funeral last week. I thought about old brother Ed Ballou. I remember as a little bitty boy about the size of some of these little fellas down here sitting on the front row at White Oak Springs and sitting on brother Blue's lap and brother Blue would tell me jokes and brother Blue would give me candy. And boy, he's home with the Lord. I thought about some of these great old men of God. Hey, thanks be unto God for men and women who are willing to share their lives. Amen. We're going to have to share. We're going to have to give of ourselves. We're going to have to give of ourselves. Amen. We're going to have to be able to be touched. I was preaching in a church and I loved the preacher where I was preaching. And I was out to eat with a couple and I said something about going out to eat with the preacher. And what they said shocked me. And it's a much larger church than what ours is. And they were leaders in the church over a certain ministry. And they said, wow, you ate with the preacher? I said, yeah. They said, we've been here so many years, we've never ate with the preacher. I don't mind the church getting big, but I don't want it to ever get too big for its britches. I'd love to have 1,000 in Sunday school just to honor and glorify God. But I don't ever want to get to the place where the preacher's untouchable. Let me say it again. I don't ever want to get to the place where the preacher and the leadership is untouchable. Amen. Now, we're a little bit loose. Sometimes it aggravates me when you want to come telling me your problems on the platform right before I preach. That's not the time. Amen. Don't come up here and it's and we're just fixing to start church and I've got to preach. Come tell me your daughter's pregnant. Don't do that. Don't break my heart right before I got to try to help you. Amen. But I don't ever want to get to the place where we're untouchable. Amen. People say, I just don't want to bother you. You're so busy. No, that's my job. That's what I do. Bother me. Don't pester me. But if you need me, bother me. Amen. There is a difference. Are you listening? Amen. Some people will just drive you crazy. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I got one old fella. He's in I'd say his name. Y'all know who he is. He, older fella, and he's in like a nursing home, but it's because of mental problems. And he calls me, and I limit myself to how many times I take his call. I can't take his call every time. I'd be on the phone with him constant. And boy, when he's really off up here, oh boy, he's really off up there. Amen. But I still, that phone will ring and I'll see that number and I go, I hadn't talked to him in a few weeks or whatever, and I'll take that call. And I'll just let him go on and on and on and on. I said, buddy, I got to go. And he'll get started with something else, you know. But hey, we got to share. We got to share. I want to tell Miss Daphne and Brother Jason how much I appreciate them sharing their lives. My wife made a statement. She cried from the time the thing got started till we got home. And she said, I was so impressed with how Miss Daphne just sat there and listened to those women as they told her their troubles and told her what they were going through. And she said, you could tell by the look on her face that she really cared and she was really concerned. You know, a lot of times all people are looking for is an ear. Somebody who will listen. Are you listening? Now, there's a lot of this old psychology stuff that I don't give a flip about. But my wife's been doing clinicals down here at Willowbrook and she has to go in these group things. And she said, those people are getting help in there. Because you know what they're doing? They're getting to get this stuff off their chest. You know, that's just what confession is. Amen. It's getting off your chest. But listen, if we're going to remain a compassionate church, man, when these come up here this morning, did y'all see that baby? tears just flowing down her face. Little black girl, Brother Charles, been riding the bus here since she was just a little bitty thing. She's the first person in her family to ever graduate high school, and she's going to college. Amen. Boy, what a blessing. Hey, I'm going to keep going after them. The day you see these buses for sale, the day you see these buses for sale, it'll be because we got new ones on the way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the way, we don't sell buses. We either give them away to somebody else to help start a bus ministry, or we take them to the scrapyard. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We don't sell buses.
Amen.
We are about to do some new ones. Amen.
Yeah.
Every time I see them new government school buses rolling down the road with them tinted windows, I tell the Lord every time, God, why come we have to haul your children in an old piece of junk and the world gets them brand new? Amen. I'm waiting on new buses. Amen. I don't mean new ones that the Board of Education's done wore out. I'm waiting on new buses. Amen. How would you like that, Miss Vanessa? How, you bus workers, how would y'all like rolling up in that subdivision and a brand new freight liner with that anteater looking nose on it, man? Woo! We'll put chrome wheels on them. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll get them things decked out, boy. I remember when I first got saved, and after I got baptized, old Frank Bird, he was a bus director. He stopped me in the aisle one Sunday night, and he said, Sunday morning, be on your mama's bus, you driving. I said, I ain't got the class. Back then it wasn't CDLs, it was like class 3. I said, I ain't got a class 3. He said, it's all right, we got a deputy in here. He'll take care of whatever you mess up. He said, you be on that bus, start driving. I started driving that bus. I showed up the very first work night we had to work on buses, put glass packs on that bus. Amen. Brother Randy, where's Brother Randy at? Clint remembers. We'd gear that old bus down, let the clutch out, and it'd go, brrrr. And we loved it. Hey, listen, brother, we ain't going to stop. We're not going to stop. Somebody said they stopped their bus ministry because it wasn't economical. We're not a bank. Are you listening? We're not an accounting firm. It's not economical. You're stupid. That's another one of them words I ain't supposed to say, they tell me, Brother Charles, but you're stupid. You can't put a price on Juanice walking up here and getting her gift for graduating high school. You can't put a price on what the bus ministry's done. You can't put a price on the two that got saved today and the three that got saved last week. Money don't buy that. Amen. I'm just telling you, we're going to keep on. Why? Because we care and we're willing to share. I'll give you this last little thought and I'm done. If we're going to continue to be a compassionate church, we're going to have to care, we're going to have to share, we're going to have to dare. We're going to have to dare. You understand? You know what a dare is? A dare is doing something that others won't. If anybody ever dares you to do something, it's because they're scared to do it themselves. Amen. Let me say that again. If anybody ever dares you to do something, it's because they're scared to do it themselves. I've gotten more trouble on dares. Oh, yes. I was dared to jump out of the window at White Oak Springs. Broke my arm. We got to the hospital and the doctor said, how'd you break your arm? I said, I jumped out of the bathroom window. And my mama said, no, he did not. She said, it's only that high off the ground. I said, uh-uh, it's two stories. She said, son, the boy's bathroom window is only that high off the ground. I said, yeah, but the girl's is two stories. That's true. I could explain what I was doing in there, but it's a long story. Me and a buddy of mine wondered what was different. We knew we had a boy's bathroom and a girl's bathroom. What's the girl's bathroom look like? We're going to check it out. Well, we got in the girl's bathroom. I must go ahead and explain. And my buddy, I tell you who it was Roger Bush. He's here this morning. Roger looked out the door and he said, here comes Caroline Corey. That was the deacon's wife, chairman of the board of deacons. He said, she's coming this way. He said, jump out the window. I said, it's two stories. He said, I dare you. Boo! She wasn't even coming. I'm going to dare you to step out and do something most people won't.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to put your arm around somebody who don't smell quite as nice as you. And these folks who look like they've been drugged through the ditch, they come piling up in this altar, pile up with them. I want to charge this church and challenge this church. Hey, I don't want to get lesser of what we are. I want to get more of what we are. If that makes any sense, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it. I want to grow in compassion. I want us to be more understanding and more loving. And boy, there used to be a time when you said that, that meant you was going liberal. I don't mean it that way. Amen. Thank God that Maureen could hear Brother Warren preach in the jail and invite her to a church she didn't have to be ashamed to come into. I'm glad, and I had to fight this at Happy Valley, but I'm glad those little black bus children are black folks, period. Nod your head, you'll be all right. They don't have to come in here and feel like they're second class. Amen. I'll tell this story and I'm done. I had had a local pastor, I was at the parts store up here, Brother Charles, used to be Napa, City Auto Part. And the preacher come in and he come over, shook my hand. He said, "You pastor at Happy Valley, don't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Let me ask you something. Why come you coming over here in our neighborhood and picking up all our kids?" I said, "Because you won't." He shut up. Ordered his part and got on out the door. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, "I just don't agree with some of the neighborhoods where the buses go." Well, you're in the wrong place. You're just in the wrong place. When you get offended that we got sinners and we got people that come from the wrong side of track. Hey, listen, by the way, let me just make this straight. Just cause their skin color ain't the same as yours don't mean they're from a bad place. Amen. Hey, some black folks come in here, they got as good a home as you do. Some of them may be better. Amen. The Latours have been coming here for years running one of our buses now, but they got as godly a mom and dad. They're precious. Precious. Got a good home. Amen. And you don't have to look at them long to know that's true. Amen. Let's continue to care. Let's continue to share. You're doing a good job, by the way. I'm not fussing at you. I'm trying to encourage you. And let's continue to dare. Let's step out there. Have you noticed when we first came here, Brother Charles, we got involved in that parade and done a little street preaching. Oh. We freaked this town out. We did, brother. They thought we was, and they even said it. We was a cult and all this other stuff. There wasn't another church in that parade. Boy, since we started that, last year, I believe there was 11 churches in the parade. Several of them handing out gospel tracts. Man, if you'll dare to step out and do something other people want, they'll go, "Hey, they're doing it." Amen. And it'll encourage other people to get involved. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. Yep. Hallelujah.
She prayed over my feet. She asked God to be careful where they went. I'll never forget that. It was one of the greatest times of my life. And I just wanted them to know.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Miss Janice, you come.